Chapter 10, I Am Victorious. It's under your feet. How we see our difficulties very often will determine whether we get out of them. When we face challenges and things come against us, it's easy to get overwhelmed and start thinking, this is never going to work out. I'll just have to learn to live with this. Many people settled for mediocrity. But Corinthians talks about how God has put all things under our feet. If you're going to live in victory, you have to see every sickness, every obstacle, every temptation as being under your feet. Those things are no match for you. They're not going to keep you from your destiny. They've already been defeated. It's just a matter of time before you walk it out. If you see a challenge as being too big and think, I'll never break this addiction, my child will never straighten up, this sickness is going to be the end of me, that's going to cause you to feel weak, discouraged, intimidated. You're going to attract fear, worry, doubt. That kind of thinking not only pushes you down, but it stops God from working. You have to change your perspective. That addiction is not going to dog you all of your life. It's under your feet. That depression that's been in your family for years, it's not going to get passed to the next generation. It's under your feet. You're going to put a stop to it. That struggle, lack, barely getting by are not going to keep you from being blessed. It's all under your feet. It's just a matter of time before you break through to a new level. You have to shake off the lies that are telling you it's too big. It's been this way too long. It's never going to change. This is a new day. God is saying every enemy, every sickness, every obstacle, they are not going to defeat you. They are going to promote you. That difficulty was meant to be a stumbling block to keep you down, but God is going to use it as a stepping stone to take you higher. Keep the right perspective. It's under your feet. This is what David did. He faced all kinds of enemies. He said in Psalm 59, I will look down in triumph on all of my enemies. Notice David didn't say some of my enemies. He said all of my enemies. What am I going to do? Look down. Why? Because they're under my feet. You may be facing situations that don't feel like they're under your feet. The sickness looks big. The financial difficulty seems impossible. Perhaps you've struggled with an addiction for years, but you can't go by what you see. You must go by what you know. We walk by faith and not by sight. In the natural, it may look huge, but when you talk to those obstacles by faith, as David did, you need to look down. When you talk to God, you should look up. You look up to ask for help. But when you talk to sickness, you look down. It's under your feet. Look down to talk to depression. Look down to talk to fear. I've heard it said, if you want to say something to the enemy, write it on the bottom of your shoe because he is under your feet. On the day before a big boxing match, the two fighters will come out to a press conference and stand toe-to-toe with their faces just inches apart. They'll look at each other in the eye and just stand there and stare, trying to intimidate each other. They're saying, I'm bigger, stronger, tougher, meaner. You're not going to defeat me. When you face an enemy, something that's trying to keep you from your destiny, a sickness, a bad habit, an unfair situation, unlike those two fighters, you don't stand toe-to-toe to look that enemy in the eye. That enemy is not at your level. It may have a big bark. It may seem so tough, so big you can't defeat it, but the truth is, it's no match for you. For you to look that enemy in the eye, you need to look down under your feet. You are more than a conqueror. Greater is he that's in you than he that comes against you. The enemy has limited power. God has all power. If God be for you, who dare be against you? Quit telling yourself, I'll always struggle in this area. I'll never lose this weight. I'll never get out of debt. Change your perspective. You are not weak, defeated, inferior. You are full of can-do power. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you. Now start putting things under your feet. God said, I have given you power to tread on all the power of the enemy. Think about that word tread. One definition is to trample. If you will see these obstacles as being under your feet, as being already defeated, a new boldness will rise up. Your faith will activate God's power in a new way.